City and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines: Kamuni gets new health post. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development receives over 200 computers. And Ghana Chief Justice sacked over allegations of misuse of public funds. In sports news, 2012 AFCON winner urges the Chipolopolo to give their all against Morocco on Monday. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has received over 200 computers from Smart Zambia on behalf of all local authorities. Speaking during the handover ceremony at Smart Zambia headquarters, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, says the ministry stands ready to work under the government policy in order to deliver the visions of President Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Piri says development should be felt across the country, especially in rural areas, and that so far, working with Smart Zambia, the ministry has achieved a number of strides, which includes connecting of 90 councils to solar power out of the 116 councils countrywide. The permanent secretary further says each local authority will receive 5 computers meant to enhance the operation of the councils, which includes the monitoring of Constituents Development Fund project and its rollout.
Working with Smart Zambia, we have achieved quite a number of milestones, which I think we have not done justice to ourselves by not making it known through the media what we have done. The national coordinator just reported on the solarization project, which has been implemented in about 90 of the 116 local authorities, meaning that with the effects of climate change, which have made our power supply to be erratic and unpredictable, our local authorities with power backup are able to remain afloat and operational.
Meanwhile, Smart Zambia National Coordinator Percy Chinyama says the handover of the computers is an empowerment to the local authorities meant to achieve full digitization of councils in order for them to manage critical systems like CDF and many others that are happening under the local authority level.
Putting up the guidance on how these things will be made. There are people who are ensuring that the connectivity is happening. We need to recognize all this. So I want to recognize all of us who've been part of this journey. Want to thank the partners also who've been there, which includes yourselves, local government, and of course our cooperating partners, because they have aligned with our policy to transform the country. To the local authorities that are represented here today, I say this: these resources are a trust.
Kawoma District Council has handed over a new reconstructed health post worth 1.4 million kwacha to Kamuni community in Chitwa ward under the Constituents Development Fund, CDF. Kawoma District Commissioner Shaba Kashana says the facility demonstrates the government's commitment to delivering quality health care to all citizens regardless of location. Ms. Kashana assured the community that the government will strengthen the facility by equipping it with resources and staff to provide quality services. She says the development aligns with government's ambition to improve healthcare for all the people of Kaoma, and that healthcare is a fundamental human right, and it is a duty for government to ensure that the right is protected and promoted. Meanwhile, Kaoma District Public Health Officer Rubuto Kanyata welcomed the milestone, noting that the facility will reduce the burden of residents walking 12 kilometers to Chitwa Health Center for medical services. Governance and Development Advocates Zambia Godaza has commended Sinometal plans to invest $2 million in the Samba mine project. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga has noted that construction is expected to begin in 2025 with operation commencing by the end of 2027. Mr. Mulenga stated that Sinometal has officially become the lifeline of Kalulushi District, Copperbelt Province, serving as a major employer. The Godaza Executive Director highlighted that the company has created over 2,000 jobs for local residents, enhancing employment prospects and contributing to regional economic growth. He says Sinometal has so far paid $200 million in taxes to the Zambian government, generating substantial revenue for the country.
They have also paid out about 16.2 million kwacha to the affected farmers, the 507 people who were affected by the pollution, and they have donated over $300,000 to support local communities in education and infrastructure. We have noticed that the pollution at Sinometal is being over exaggerated by other parties, and this is a matter that is involving geopolitics between China and the United States of America.
The Kapiliposhi bypass has made notable progress, advancing from roadbed construction to final works within a span of 1 month. Speaking in a statement, Information and Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says the 30-kilometer Kawe bypass is progressing with construction. Mr. Kapata says upon completion, the construction project are anticipated to alleviate congestion, disgrace transportation timely, ensure to reduce the flood of trade.
Clearing and grabbling completed in Kapiliposhi. Roadbed formation advancing with steady compaction. Concrete pavements applied to high stress areas built to withstand heavy trucks. Yes, heavy trucks. Drainage and earthworks installed to protect the road from rains and water logging. In Kawe, removal of wet sections underway to prepare for modern bypass surface. These works go beyond easing congestion in two towns. They form part of a bigger picture preparing Zambia to fully realize its role as a land-linked nation. Smoother roads mean faster trade, lower transport costs, and more reliable exports. For a country that aims foreign exchange by moving copper, maize, sugar.
The Socialist Party SP said the United Party for National Development, UPND, government's fight against corruption is facing intense problems. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Socialist Party Lusaka Province Health Secretary Bartholomew Piri says over a year has passed since the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, announced investigations into cabinet ministers, yet these ministers remain untouchable. Mr. Piri says the stark contrast between the ACC's swift action against former officials, such as Bowman Lusambo's recent sentencing to 3 years in prison, and its slow pace in investigating current ministers raises serious concerns about selective justice. He says it is clear that the influence of the ministers has made them appear untouchable by the law. Mr. Pili further says President Hichilema must take decisive action to demonstrate genuine commitment to transparency and accountability, and that suspending implicated ministers would allow for unbiased investigation and uphold the rule of law.
July 2024, yet these probes remain inconclusive. The stark contrast between the SEC's swift action against former officials such as Bowman Lusambo, recently sentencing to 3 years in prison, and its slow pace in investigating current ministers raises serious concerns and questions about selective justice. It's clear that the influence of these ministers has made them appear untouchable by the law. President Hakainde Hichilema must take decisive actions to demonstrate genuine commitment to transparency and accountability. Suspending implicated ministers would allow for unbiased investigation and uphold the rule of law. The people of Zambia demand answers and tangible results, not just empty promises. The public is left wondering why the SEC and the UPND government are slow in investigating these ministers, despite a year passing without prosecution The people of Zambia deserve transparency and accountability, and it's time for the UPND to deliver.
The Zambian government has commended Z-Mobile for reaching 1 million subscribers in just 1 year, describing the achievement as a sign of resilience and innovations in the country's growing digital economy. Speaking at the company's first anniversary celebration, the Minister of Technology and Science, Felix